There's a bug sitting in one of the most secure operating systems on the planet, and it's been there since 1999. No human ever found it. No automated tool ever caught it, but an AI just did. For less than the cost, you'll like this, Len, of a new Honda Civic. What it found next has every tech company on earth in a room together right now. This is Axis of Easy.
It's time for the Access of Easy podcast, the weekly technology digest that keeps you ahead of the curve. Brought to you by EasyDNS.com.
Well, Anthropic at it again. The latest drop from our guy over at the orange and white team there, scaring people, interesting people, getting people talking, gets the people going. Tell me about it. The Glasswing project from Anthropic.
You think they could open up the Strait of Hormuz with this project or no?
I think if they had enough time, maybe they could do it.
If they could solve that, that would be excellent.
I'll have to ask Dario.
Resources, but yeah. Project Glasswing, like, geez. You
know, great name. 10 out of 10 name. Love
you
that.
You like it?
Love it. Love
I'm thinking that AI's got to do better at picking names because this name
named itself. Yeah,
but anyway, it's with all this comes is the Mythos preview. It's almost sounds like the 80s show Perfect Strangers, and this is an unreleased project that will help out cybersecurity and companies and organizations out there, and they will benefit greatly from this Mythos preview. And the list of names that they want to take advantage, there's some pretty big ones. Amazon Web Services, Anthropic, Apple, Broadcom, Cisco, CrowdStrike, Google, JP Morgan Chase, the Linux Foundation, Microsoft, NVIDIA, Palo Alto Networks. So like I say, those are some big heavy hitters out there.
Those are the majors. That's the major leagues right there. Yeah.
Yeah, it certainly is. And so the idea behind this project, to provide assistance with finding vulnerabilities that human coders have a difficult time picking out. Does this sound too good to be true? Perhaps, but so far this project has already found a bunch of flaws in OpenBSD, FFmpeg, and even in the Linux kernel. Now, specifically, we could talk about each of the three. The OpenBSD one, that's a 27-year-old bug that you just mentioned, that it was able to be fixed with essentially less of the cost.
Usually, Len, we talk about like things that are old enough, and we're talking about like whether it's bugs or software or whatever, like things that are old enough to vote. This thing's old enough to start having knee pain after athletic activities. That's how old 27 years old is.
It's borderline. If it's having a Hall of Fame career, it's almost a first ballot. It could get there if he retires today. And this old bug that's impacting OpenBSD, it's a denial of service that could remotely crash. Somebody could use a remote access to crash a system. So this could be nasty if somebody gets access to the ability to do this. For FFmpeg, it's a 16-year-old bug just starting to learn how to drive, if you use your analogy. And this is another remote access execution. And with that, it can enable somebody to get access to a computer and do whatever they want with it. As for the Linux kernel one, well, it's something a little bit more complex because it's compounding three different bugs, and it took advantage of them to execute a privileged escalation attack. So all this to be said is that with this new project being rolled out by Anthropic, the speed that you could go out and the ease which you go out and find these bugs, reportedly within hours to scan the entire OpenBSD source code, for instance, that's pretty impressive. And the question then leads, how could this be leveraged moving forward? It's already shown that this has practical reasons, right? And it could be used to scan complex code for vulnerabilities. And the two of the bugs, they're waiting decades to be fixed. Now it could be done really, really, really fast. So clearly it's able to show that it is superior in certain aspects to human coders. And the big ticket item here is the zero-day vulnerabilities. That is getting and fixing these before even somebody else realizes that this zero day exists, because let's be honest, every piece of software, just about every piece of complex software, has vulnerabilities that just need to be fixed. And this could help secure these products moving forward. Furthermore, supply chain, the chain exploits that's been going on for some time for the past few months, it's an added bonus, right? If it could prevent this from being exploited. So what we have here is this is being offered up. You're going to see now much more frequent patches as a result of this, because at least for the next little while, once these companies get access to this Mythos preview, and the patches, interestingly enough, could be developed by the AI itself.
Yep.
So it's quicker potential to have things rolled out faster, to fix the stuff that needs to be fixed, and so on. So if you're like the Amazon, the Cloudflares, the Microsofts of the world, any downtime, it's been costly. We've seen so many times AWS or Cloudflare go down. You lose trust with the people, productivity goes down, it's a huge mess. But now, this maybe could be less of an impact moving forward in terms of having these downtime. So it's good to see that this is being done. If you're itching to get your hands in it, be ready for some disappointment, because it's not going to be released to the general public. Only the select few that I mentioned at the beginning are going to have access to it. Let's be honest. If this gets released to the open and everybody has access to it, they'll be able to exploit 0 days instantly. I'm happy that they're just limiting the release to those companies. That way they could fix the bugs where people are using these products for personal and business means. Let's fix it. This is cool stuff. I like this.
This is a huge story if it's true. And that's a big caveat. Anthropic has adopted this model of marketing based entirely around fear of disastrous outcomes if they release their frontier model to the, you know, the low IQ masses. Okay. This is a common thing from them. Dario actually started this practice, maybe didn't start it, but was on board at OpenAI when they were using this same strategy for ChatGPT. You can go back and look at some of the GPT-2 quote unquote leaks, marketing leaks. Where people said the text filler, predictive text engine was becoming dangerous. It was becoming problematic. It was becoming whatever. We can't show it to you. And so people are naturally chomping at the bit to see it. There's, you know, also the potential that these vulnerabilities, specifically the OpenBSD bug, are discoverable, addressable with much smaller models. There's a company called AISLE, A-I-S-L-E, just how it sounds, which is an independent security research firm. And they tested the specific vulnerabilities in Anthropic showcased by doing a bit of a cheap open weight model comparison. And 8 out of their 8 models detected the Mythos, free BSD exploit. So that's the flagship exploit, right? 27 years old. And these guys found it as well. Now, the question remains, why hasn't anyone found it so far if it's that easy to find? Is it because these companies that say that they're scouring old code bases and trying to find vulnerabilities don't care about these particular products, these particular code bases? I don't know. Is it that there's no bounty for these things? You know, FreeBSD and these other open source projects, Linux kernel you mentioned too. Like, these things don't have necessarily bounty programs the way that Apple, Amazon, other places do. Or is it because they don't have really any significant consequence? I shouldn't say it's, not significant consequences, but certainly less consequence than Amazon, Apple, some of these other companies you mentioned that are testing Mythos right now against their own systems. If those companies went down or experienced significant damage, you're talking about economic security issues potentially. So I think that the AI story is becoming one that even the sort of most ardent naysayers are going to have a hard time ignoring. This is coming for jobs. It is coming for security. And to me, Len, I read the story and I kind of skim the PDF. The PDF that Anthropic released is like 200 pages, 250 pages, something like that. I think it's also safe to say that if this is even 80% of the way true, then Anthropic now has a model that really could upend governments, right? Is that a fair assessment? We're talking about systems that are old. We've obviously made a living on this show talking about government failures, whether it's at institutions like hospitals or banks or higher level social engineering problems. Like presumably this sort of model could pin down even more of those problems and really expose them and cause significant harm to a nation state. Certainly if not America level nation state, then a, you know, maybe Estonia level nation state, you could pick any African country, not that you'd want to do that or need this to do that necessarily, but be a lot cleaner than, I don't know, putting boots on the ground or I don't know, getting into a battle in the Strait of Hormuz, or I don't know, trying to apprehend a leader in the middle of the night from his bed in his Adidas tracksuit. These things are a lot easier to do with this sort of tool. Now, the question remains, and it's a big question given the history of Anthropic, given the way that they've handled little things in the recent past, like token limits and knowledge decreases and lies about how hard the models are thinking now. Obviously, by the way, because they were directing compute to this thing, it seems like that was obvious now. But the question remains how much this is true. We can't test it. We don't know. The companies that are testing it presumably will not be sharing any details, certainly nothing that would, you know, move the needle for Anthropic. And it doesn't sound like they're going to release this to the public. So what's next in the retail space? Are we saying now that AI is not going to be commoditized the way that we all thought it would, that every white collar worker is not going to 10x their productivity because now the model that we have is the only one, is basically the last frontier model we're going to be allowed to use freely? Or, you know, just to keep things in, on brand for this show, is there going to be more significant KYC, AML, defense, other background checks for people who want to use the top of the line models? Is there going to be interviews with people who search the wrong thing in the top end models because they could be dangerous? I think probably you could make the case that either direction is viable for Anthropic, but I'm curious to know where you come down on that.
Well, keep in mind, this can only be used if you have the source code. So if you don't have the source code, it doesn't seem to have the ability to find any bugs. Fixing them, obviously, it's not possible without the code. Mm-hmm. So the exploitation of any bugs that are out there, it's hard for, from what I gather, without the code, it does, that's not what it's intended to do. It has to scan the code. It's got to find a vulnerability and go from there. So attacking a government, unless you get the source code, which they're running their software, it's just not going to be a reasonable outcome. So I don't think that's going to be used as an attack more than anything. It's more than anything, it's defense against software that you already have the code. In terms of the ability to fix stuff, if it works, right, we won't know for certain, but the people that do have the software, do have the access to this and have it run against the software that they have programmed, they'll know best. And you'll see in the next little while, if there's going to be a bunch of patches come out and it talks about zero-day vulnerabilities in these patches, you know, you can start connecting dots and say, where did it come from? How did they figure this stuff out? And especially if they're saying in some of the release notes, talking about old bugs that have been available for 5, 10, 15
years. Yeah, if they tell you that you must update even systems that are that old, you know, you're exposed. It's interesting, like that in 2016, DARPA ran this experiment that pitted basically AI against human hackers. And the AI finished dead last in that contest. So all the humans did a better job finding vulnerabilities and then turning them into exploits, there's a distinction there, right? Finding a vulnerability and exploiting it is, those are two different things. You need both really to cause significant harm. And now here we are 10 years later, and this thing is finding bugs that survived almost 30 years of automated tests. Crazy.
30 years, almost 30 years ago. Yeah. Yeah. When Kasparov lost to Big Blue.
That's right.
And so he just gave up. And he was suspecting that there was some people behind it. But I don't think that's the case, because shortly thereafter, you know, you saw Stockfish come out. I'm talking about more chess now. Stockfish come out, and then Google Alpha or Google Zero, I forget the name of it. That was a self-taught model, and it became the best chess player, quote unquote, in the world. And it just done so strictly by learning itself. And so in a complex world like chess, where you have to map out stuff, millions of moves, and figuring out what's the best, it figures stuff out. And even Go, which another game that's a little bit more dynamic than chess, it's very good too. Like it could beat the best players out there. So if you do it in those type of environments, you know, the world of scanning code and finding crap like that, finding vulnerabilities, I think it's up its alley. I don't think this is something that they're just pumping their bags and it doesn't really exist.
There's no bag. I mean, they're getting, it's not like they're having trouble raising on private markets. They're not publicly traded. They will be at some point, but they're not publicly traded. You could make the case that some of the, you know, falling through of data center deals this year maybe has nudged them in this direction. But I think you're right. You're going to lose all credibility if this thing is not all you made it out to be. We'll finish with this. A guy named Logan Graham, who's the head of offensive cyber research at Anthropic, says that these models are extremely autonomous. Here's the interesting part of the quote, though. Most other companies that have similar compute, so OpenAI and potentially also foreign companies, we're thinking of Big Red in the east there, somewhere between 6 and 18 months, they'll release models with comparable capabilities. So where does that leave us in the West in terms of our cybersecurity posturing? I would say not great. I think there's a lot of work that needs to be done here. If 6 months is the inside track on releasing models with similar capabilities or having models with similar capabilities in the hands of Western adversaries. So what do you do now if you're a government? You're already stretched thin. You already have, you know, decades of technical deficit on the most important systems. You cannot have those systems go down. We talked a lot about how the reason that some of the government systems are so bad and so slow is because you just must have built-in redundancies. You cannot take a system down, tear it down, and rebuild it because you can't risk it not working and you can't risk it having downtime. And these things are critical to societal stability in some cases. We're not just talking about, you know, to draw the Canadian angle, we're not talking about like federal government pay systems, right? We're talking about healthcare, electricity, water, things of this nature that now are presumably vulnerable to this stuff. You have 6 months to get ahead of it. What do you do?
Join the winning team. Cross the floor and join the winning team. That's essentially it.
Yeah.
Make sure you're part of the select few that's protected and screw the rest. I don't know how to answer your question. I don't know. This is an ever-evolving space and it's interesting to see how this is playing out. But this is going to be a war that's going to be fought on a digital realm. And let's see if Western world is going to be one that comes out on top or at least competes.
Yeah. Because, interesting, you know, times.
The ones out, you know, from further out east, they could come in and they could do what they do physically. They come in, crap on your network and disappear. And yeah.
That's it for this week. Leave it at that. If you enjoyed the show, subscribe to the newsletter, accessofeasy.com. Make sure you like the video. Subscribe to the channel. Every week we put out a video like this talking about the biggest story in data breaching and overreaching. And we hope to see you back here same time next week. Until then, take care of yourselves.
Take care.